Hello, thank you so much for holding. Am I speaking with, is it Matt?
Matthew Johnson.
Matthew, got it. That makes more sense.
Matthew.
Yes, sir. So, Matthew, my name's Dan Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this day today, sir?
I'm doing great. How much is it, and what are you gonna do?
So our rates are month-to-month, no contracts, and it's a set flat rate of $299 a month for our Platinum package.
And how much business does that get me as far as 100 miles?
So what that's going to include is directory submissions to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. You get first page placement on Google for 20 keyword phrases total, but that won't be for a 100-mile radius. That's going to be more for a 20-mile radius max in the map section. Okay.
Now, what about all the other people that are in the neighborhood that do the same thing I do, and that's also paying for the same package? What makes me going to be different from
So
them?
our company, we're a Google Premier partner. We've been in business 19 years, so we're calling through this area because we can program a company in. We do only work with one company per industry in a targeted area. That doesn't mean you'll be the only one on the first page of Google. You'll just be the only one that we're working with for your category.
I have multiple categories. I got dump removal, demolition, and dumpster rental.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. You get 20 keyword phrases total.
Hold on 1 second, sir. What'd you say? Yeah,
What?
you're gonna come back, right? I'm sorry, I'm talking to one of my guys.
Take your time,
Of
brother.
course. All right, I'm listening now. Go ahead. So 20 keyword phrases.
20 keyword phrases
Keyword
on the
phrases.
first page of Google. Also, your website, is it currently down?
Yeah, it's down right now. Actually, the guy that I had working on it, I don't know what happened or what he did, but whatever.
Okay.
I actually like I don't I get a decent amount of business already
Okay.
from just me doing what I do. I could use the extra work, not saying it would hurt or wouldn't hurt. But I like at this point it's like yes, a website would be nice, but it's like it's booming enough where it's like, all right, fuck a web. Excuse my language. I'm not sweating a
Okay.
website. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we include, we don't want to leave you hanging without a site. In fact, we need you to have one in order for like your online presence. But I get exactly what you're saying. So what I was going to get into though is we could create you a custom Google compliant website. If you own your domain, we can use that same domain. We would just walk you through how to add us on as manager to it. So you still own it. We just manage it. That way we can write the content on it for you.
I would have to ask my cousin because he knows how to do computer coding and he built it from scratch, so I don't know.
You
I
don't
have to
know if
get a
you own
hold of
it.
him. I let him. Yeah, I don't know. I know I paid. I gave him $500. He needed some money, and I just let him do it. I wasn't really stressing, so I was like, "Yo, just go ahead, whatever."
Right.
I knew he knew how to computer code, so I was trying to help a family member out. I don't. Like once it went down, I don't know what happened. I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't stressing it. Like it was like whatever.
Okay.
But I could figure out all that information.
It looks like when I did a kind of a deeper dive on it, it looks like you didn't renew the domain is the issue because it says the domain's currently for sale. So I'm not sure where you guys
Okay.
registered it from, if it was GoDaddy or Google or wherever you
I think
purchased
it
the
was.
domain.
I think he purchased it from GoDaddy.
From
I want to say
GoDaddy.
it
Okay.
was
So what you would have to do is you have to go on and you need to renew the domain and the content's probably still on there. If the content's white, then he would have to rewrite it or it, if you choose to move forward with our services, we could do that for you basically. That's what I was getting into.
All right. Let me do this. Let me take your information down. I'm going to contact him and I'll call you back. I'm 100% interested into this service. Something I want to do because I'm actually going to be purchasing another two trucks to go out and do more dump removal
Perfect.
and demolition. So I'm definitely going to need this service.
Okay. So, is it easier if I just text you the number, or do you want to write it down?
Oh, yeah. Text me everything or email it to me. Either one.
Okay. So, I just sent you a text, and let me get you an email with the full outline, and then we'll schedule, like, a follow-up call, too. What's the best email address for you?
MJ.
MJ.
4-0.
4-0. 4-4.
Yeah, 4-4-6-5 at
gmail.com. Okay. The only thing I really didn't get... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, did this come with a, did it come with a business phone number, like a, I don't know, maybe like a 1-800 or a 1-833, and does it come with, I'm sorry, does it come with a different business email and a business phone number?
Okay, great questions. So the things I didn't go over is it comes with a social media retargeted ads on Facebook and Instagram. You get a client dashboard tracking and reporting system. We can offer a business line, which is a call tracking number, which will forward to your cell phone, and that's at no additional charge. We also offer Google Workspaces, which is a business email, but that's at an additional charge. I believe it's $20 for the Google Workspaces.
That's not bad. And then, will I need to download any additional apps or anything like that?
So if you go with the call tracking number, the business line number, you do need to download an app, because what will happen is on the app, like let's say somebody texts your business line, you're not going to want to text them from your regular phone. So from the app, you're able to text from your business line number.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
And you said this was $299 a month or a year?
$299 a month. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is the, for guys that are in my industry, what's the, like, what is their rate of work that they receive?
Oh, man, that's such a, you know, gray area question, because it's dependent off of, like, your area. It's dependent off of all the type of services that you provide, you know. So what I always like to go off of, so tell me your services again. It's dumpster rentals, right? You're doing junk hauling, demolition. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So second, junk removal, hauling, demolition. Okay. Your Google listing would target 20 miles, and then your social media ads would target 50. We have upgraded packages, too, if you wanted to target out further. But going off of that 50-mile radius for the keywords related to your services, it shows me there's been 1,214 searches in the past 30 days. That doesn't mean you'll get 1,200 phone calls, you know.
Okay.
You know, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. So from Google, expect realistically like 1% to turn over, which would be like 12 new calls. And then you also have the social media ads, right, which we anticipate you'll get 200 to 300 clicks from that. So if you go – and obviously it could be higher, but if you go off that same 1% rule, that'd be like 2 to 3 calls from Facebook. And if you go off the past 30 days on Google, that's about 12 new calls if you got 1% of it, you know?
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's the way you broke it down.
Yeah. And I, you know, I'll tell you this too. I've been here 7 years. I don't really like going over those numbers because they could obviously be higher. They could be lower too, you know, like
I wanna say
it's just dependent, you know.
I wanna say you're pretty much accurate because I run my own Facebook. I don't even run ads. I just run off my own Facebook. Then I run off my own Instagram. And just when I started Instagram, like really started posting, and I would say about 2.5 months ago, I've probably gained another 5 clients, maybe 6, within the last 2.5 months. And that's just me doing what I do, posting my reels. Now, my next question is as well, what's going to happen with my current business page on Facebook and my current business page on Instagram?
Nothing changes. So what will happen is our social media department will walk you through how to add us on as manager to Meta, to Facebook and Instagram. You still own it. So everything you're doing on there, keep doing it. But the thing is, the only people that can see what you're doing are people that are following you or, you know, people that, you know, share your reels and then other people could see it, right? So by what we're doing, they're called retargeted ads. So we're not posting on Facebook and Instagram. We're posting ads so that when somebody searches like dumpster rental anywhere online, when they go to their Facebook or Instagram page, your ad is going to show up on their feed as long as they're in your targeted area.
Okay.
So what you're doing, you're all getting exposure from people that know you or are following you or, you know, followers of your followers. This is going to get it out to people that aren't connected to your Facebook or Instagram at all. You know, so it just gets more exposure to more people that haven't heard of you yet, you know?
Okay.
And I'll shoot you a text of one of my current clients' Facebook ads, too, so you could, like, kind of see exactly what I'm talking about and how it would pop up, you know?
All right, that sounds great. All right, I like that. Okay, I don't mind doing this. I've never done it before. I'm willing to give it a shot. So,
perfect.
Like I said, I'm about to purchase another two vehicles and dumpsters, so I definitely going to need the extra business.
Right. No, you'll absolutely love this, 100%. So let me just verify some business information to make sure we're branding you online correctly. So the way you want to list it, it's MCJ Services. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, we're going to create you a Google business profile and make you the owner of it. The address I have for you is 14 Dunham Avenue. Sorry if I said that wrong. Is that correct?
No, yeah, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And let's see. That's Cranston, right? Rhode Island, 02905?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that address, do you want it showing or hidden online?
It doesn't matter to me.
Is it a residential or is it somewhere where you have like clients go to?
It's actually a property that I own. When I first started this, it's a long story, but I started this with like nothing. Like I didn't even expect to get this far.
Right.
And,
just kind of like a side thing or initially?
Initially it was like, I've always worked for myself, but I didn't think it was more like a mom and pop thing to me, I felt like. You know what I mean? I didn't think I was going to get where I'm at today. Where I'm at today, I'm six trucks in, six dumpsters in. I rent these trash cans. I got over 265 trash cans.
Wow.
Behind restaurants and condo associations. I didn't think it was going to get this big. And I demo probably four houses a week. I have 19 guys that work for me. So it's like, I didn't expect to get this big. So as far as the address, the way I started everything was what I could figure out. I didn't have much funds. I started with one truck and a landscaper's trailer. Now I have dump trucks and dump trailers.
It's amazing, man. I'm so happy to hear that.
I know. Yeah. It's been a long road, stressful, but you know what? I'm happy.
Right. That's amazing too. Going from one truck in a trailer to, you know, over 200 dumpsters that you're renting out. And, I mean, that's amazing for sure. We have one of our biggest clients is Extra Space Storage. And when they started with us, they only have like 20 locations, which is still a lot starting out, you know, but now they have like over 1800 locations nationwide, you know? So it's so cool when you see these businesses grow like that, you know, for sure.
Yeah. I have clients that I've cleaned out, Extra Space Storage. I've cleaned them out. I've had clients that own properties and they have to put their tenant stuff in storage because they've been evicted and they couldn't throw it away. So I know about them.
Storage companies, man, they make so much money because people like they pay for it and then they just like leave it in there, you know?
It's crazy. No, I know. I clean those out too.
Yeah. We do all their online marketing though for Extra Space Storage, you know? So.
Okay.
Yeah. I have your Facebook page pulled up, okay, and you said you have Instagram too, linked to it, right?
Yes. I don't think I have it linked to it. I don't know if it's linked to it. Like I said, I kind of like manage all my own stuff. I just like, I don't know. I just do and it works. I don't know what I do. I just do it and it works.
You're killing it.
I don't know.
You're killing it, bro, for sure.
I know I know.
It's not late,
two days
by the
ago,
way.
I got a I got a, like an award from like Instagram. I got my first, I think it was 1,000 views, and then I ended up looking at it. It was actually 2,000 views on a video, and I was paying attention to what day it was, what was going on that day, and I was like, oh, it was a rainy day, and everybody was home, and it was a Saturday. So I know on certain days I got to post certain content to grab the attention of the audience.
Right, because more people are looking at it. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, I've been learning a lot. I don't know it all, but I've been learning as I've been going.
No, it's great for sure. I coach football, you know, so, and I run like these lineman tournaments. So I've been getting, and cause I set up the accounts, right? Like I'm like an account lead, but I'm not like an Instagram guru, you know? So I started doing it too. And it's crazy, man, how all this stuff works, you know? But, we're going to link your Instagram though to your Facebook. So anytime you post, it'll post on both. And then when we do our ads like for you, they're going to show on both platforms, you know? That way you're getting, you know, from Facebook or Instagram, you know?
Okay. All right, cool.
All right. So I pulled that up. And then I know you go 200 miles out. The max I'm able to do, we have upgraded packages too, but I'd recommend, you know, start out with this platinum and then you could always like increase it later on if you'd like. But, you want me to put you in for the full 50 mile radius, right?
Absolutely. All
right. That's what I thought. All right. Perfect. And I know you said it a few times, but just double checking. So dumpster rentals, junk removal, junk hauling, demolition, and obviously we'll use all the keywords related to all that. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, that's correct.
Awesome. And this phone number, the 401-479-3927, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
It is. That's the thing why I was asking about another phone number, because that's my personal cell phone number and my business line at the same time.
Right. Okay. It totally like slipped my mind. So
I'm taking another loop in a different direction now. So like I said, I've just been like, I started this like just posting my number. If you want to explore my Facebook or my Instagram, you will definitely see if you go down some videos where I started.
You got a bunch of videos on there too. I'm on both right now, Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
It keeps going down.
Instagram,
man.
I think. Yeah, I've been on Instagram hard lately, like really hard.
Yeah, no, and you want to, even though we're doing the retargeted ads, you want to keep doing that stuff, you know, because that's good for like your followers. The retargeted ads are more for like people that don't know you, you know? So you want to keep doing it for sure. But, okay, so I'm going to put the call tracking number in for the business line, and we'll have that forward to your phone, and I'll have our tech team walk you through the app, too, you know?
Okay.
And that's included in no charge, you know?
And I need to get you from my cousin. I need to get, what is it again? Just so I can write
the domain. The domain. You're going to need to renew it. We can renew it for you. It's usually really inexpensive, though. Like, it's usually like $3 or $5 or something, you know, for the domain. But that's what it looks like on my end, because it says the ncjservicesllc.com. It's for sale. So it must have not been renewed is the issue.
MCJ Services, FERVICES.com.
Right, that was the correct domain, right? MCJ Services LLC.com?
I believe so.
Here, let me look on your Facebook. Oh, you know what? No, it's MCJ Service.com. So hold on. Let me check that one. I don't want to give you the wrong info, you know?
No, I get it.
All right, let me see. Okay, the domain is still active. It was created on November 6, 2023 for this one. It expires November 6, 2024 is what it's showing me. Let me go into the... Because I was pulling up the wrong one, so I don't know why. Yeah, it is down, though. Looks like he purchased it from Squarespace Domains, is what it is. So what we would need, like, if you want us to write the content on it, we would just walk you through how to add us on as manager to it. If you guys can't get access to the domain, like, let's say he did it and, you know, like, he just can't get back in, right? We could purchase you a whole new domain. So either way, we'll make it work for you, you know?
What is it? Squarespace what?
It says Squarespace Domains LLC is where it was purchased from.
Okay.
Yeah. It has a phone number on here, too, if you want it.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Okay, it's 646
693 Okay.
5324 is what it shows me.
5324
Yeah.
Now, is this number for the Squarespace or for
That's for Squarespace. Yeah, so okay. I went on, it's called Domain Tools, so I go on and it'll show me, like, with the domain, like, if it's active, like, who created it, yada, 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 you know? Right now, the ownership is, it's redacted for privacy. That's, like, on a lot of them, though, right? So it doesn't show me the owner, but it shows me where the domain was purchased from, you know?
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah. Okay. So either way, we'll just have to figure that out. Either you'll need a new domain, or if you guys have access to that, either make it live again or add us to manager and we can write the content for you, you know, either way.
Now, if I don't have access to it and I can't, whatever you're saying, how much is it to create a new one?
No, it's included in the rate.
Oh, okay. Now, what type of website is it?
Here, let me send you an example right now. Give me a second. We use WordPress, but it's a multi-page site, fully customizable, and you'll have full access to it, too, from your client dashboard. Let me just get you a template real fast.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, take your time.
Huh? There's a little metal left, and then some trash, but there's more metal than trash.
So, put... We'll do all the trash first. So have Mitch. Yeah, have Mitch pull up. Sorry.
Oh, you're good, brother. You guys are professional multitaskers, I know. Every time I'm talking to one of my clients, you guys are like in a tree or, you know, swinging a hammer. I'm used to it.
I'm sitting in my truck in front of a job right now, and my guys are like asking me, hey, what do I do with this? What do you want me to do with that?
Right.
So I'm like back.
Right. So all that I sent you that text with the example of the website, right? All I need to do is schedule your client interview with your assigned tech. That way, what I'd recommend, we start creating a site regardless. That way, if there's any hiccups, like if your cousin can't get into it or whatever, at least it's like ready to go, you know? And then they'll go over like the keywords, like social media ads, exactly how you want that to look, etc. So I could schedule that for a time that works best for you. I know you're on a job site now, and I also do need to. Oh, go ahead.
I said I was just looking at the website. I like it. It's nice and simple and, basic.
Yeah, and you'll have full access to it, too. So, like, in your dashboard, you'll have a web editor, so you could always make your own changes, too, if you want. Because it sounds like you're pretty hands-on, you know? What was your last name again, Matthew?
Johnson,
right? J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Correct.
All right, awesome. Okay. So before I schedule that client interview for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will just outline our service.
I'm sorry. Can you hold on 1 second? I'm sorry.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Are you going to be able to empty it? Where? Yeah, but you pick up your first one at what, 2? Why don't you just go to the dump right now then? Why not? Huh? Time you go to get him. Yeah, it's 2 o'clock, so if you run to the dump right now and then you pick her up in the truck, you'll make it. Well, I'll give you a ride. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Oh, you're good. Good, brother. Just so you know, too, I'm sending you a YouTube video on how to use your dashboard. It's really easy, though, okay? So just watch that when you get a chance. But once you get logged in, I'm sure you'll have it down. So regarding the billing information, though, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Matthew Johnson on the card, or is there a middle initial, too?
Let me see. I'm gonna use my QuickBooks card.
Okay.
No, it's just it has my business name on the front, my first and last name on the back.
Got it. All right. And let's see. Billing address, is it the same 14 Dunham Avenue?
Correct.
Perfect. And the card you're gonna be using, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
That's Visa.
All right, and I'm ready for that card number when you are.
It's 4999.
All right.
9800.
Okay.
0069.
Mm-hmm.
3828.
All right, and the expiration date?
525.
All right, and the CVC code?
286.
All right. So what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, Matt. It's just going to ask you a few questions that I already asked you. Okay? All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
MCJ Services, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Johnson, and I'm the owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I'll do my best.
Yeah, all you got to do is just get back to us as soon as possible. We know you get busy, you know, but yeah.
Like I said, it's a one-man operation. It's just me operating everything. I don't have a back office, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so the good thing is, so we're 10 a.m., and I'm off the voice verification a little bit here, but we're 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time, you know? So if you ever need to call, like later, like at 7, or, you know, you could always text or call, whichever is easier for you, and we'll always accommodate, you know?
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. All right, so back to this voice verification script. Okay, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean by that?
That one's worded super weird. I always get questions on it. So what it means is we don't want you to pay for the same thing twice, right? So if you get, like, calls about your Google optimization or whatever, just kindly let them know you're already working with somebody, because we don't want them going in, like, messing your optimization up. Does that make sense?
Oh, gosh, I got it. Honestly, Anybody that ever called, I've always, like, take me off the call list. You guys are the first that I'm actually doing this with. And
appreciate
the only
that.
Reason I'm doing it is because I'm actually buying another truck two trucks this week, so I'm willing to step it up and make the commitment.
And and I'll tell you, I've been with this company 7 years, and I worked for two other SEO companies before, so I've been doing this for over 10 years. You went with a great company. Like, we are, like, we really work hard for our clients, so you're in good hands with us. So I'm glad you're giving us a shot, and we'll work hard month in and month out to make you happy, you know?
Okay.
All right. So the next part of this, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is March 26, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package.
When the term... Can you repeat that one more time? Can you start from the beginning?
Yeah. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, March 26, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package.
Okay.
When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now stop sounding like a robot.
Can I have that number?
It's the same number I sent you. It's just extension 1 for client support, but I'm your account lead, so you can always call me too at extension 711.
Extension 1 to speak to what department?
Client support.
Okay.
And you'll have that like everywhere, like in your confirmation emails. They send you a welcome text too, so, you know. But yeah, I'm extension 711, client support's extension 1, and then they just like get you to the appropriate department, you know?
And what is your position for me?
I'm on the account management team, so I'm called an account lead, you know? So I set up your account, I get you scheduled with your client interview, I'll introduce you to your technician too, and then, you can always contact me if you have any questions, and I'll get you to the appropriate department.
Okay. Spoke to account. You're an account lead.
Account lead.
And
yes,
your extension is what?
711.
And your name is again? I'm sorry.
Daniel Nelson.
Daniel Nelson. I see that in the text.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Now, yeah, no problem. I'll tell you this too. While we're on the subject, anytime you call, if I'm not on the phone, I just answer my calls live. If I am on the phone, though, like I'm on the phone with you now, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with that client. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now, for the client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. The soonest time they have, so they have a 4 p.m. and a 5 p.m. available for today. Do either of those times work for you?
Not today.
Okay, so tomorrow they have pretty much full availability. So 10 a.m. is the earliest. They have as late as 6 p.m., and they have all the slots in between except for the 3 o'clock.
11 a.m. tomorrow.
11 a.m. tomorrow. Perfect. Okay, so you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second. It'll say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to be automatically triggered an email reminder and a text reminder as well, so you'll know it's coming. And the way that appointment works, Matt, is they will call from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So.
Now, what information am I going to need ready for this interview tomorrow?
Great question. So what they're going to do, okay, is it'll be basic info. They're going to go over your services, like, so they'll go over the keyword phrases they're targeting you for. They're also going to ask you questions like if you have a slogan for the business, main goal for your clients, you know, just so we could use that for the content. And then everything else pretty much is sent via email. So they're going to send you email instructions on how to add us as manager to your Facebook page. They're going to create you a Google business profile and send a verification code out to you. So they'll kind of just explain all that. And then they're going to go over your website, like exactly how you want that to look, because I did put that order in too.
Okay. Cool.
I did put the call tracking number in there too for the business line. So they'll go over like that line, like what number you want essentially. And then they'll walk you through adding the app too. Okay. So you probably want to make sure you have like a good 45 minutes for that call. Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Perfect. And let's see. All right. Okay. A few more questions for the tech side. Normally, do you prefer phone calls, emails, or text from us?
Text would be great.
Text preferred. Awesome. Okay. And let's see. I already have the Facebook page attached. The business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Okay, and what I'm going to also do, okay, if you have a company call and you're unsure if it's us, what we like to do here is we set up a security question for you, so you can always ask them, like, what's my security question, and we'll have that on file. So your choices for that is your first pet's name, city you were born in, or mother's maiden name. Which one do you want me to use as the security question?
First pet's name.
Perfect, and what is it?
Rego.
Rego? Like R-E-G-O?
No, Trigger. T-R-I-G-G-A.
T-R-I-G-G-A. I'm sorry, say it one more time, brother.
Trigger. T-R-I-G-G-A. Trigger. Like pulling a gun trigger?
Got it. Trigger. Got it. Okay. Trigger. Perfect.
So I'll tell you the story behind that real quick.
Let's hear it.
The first horse I ever rode, his name was Trigger. And I was so in love with my first time riding a horse or whatever. It was cool as shit. So when I had purchased a dog, I actually drove down to Atlanta, Fadersville, Atlanta, to buy this old Victorian bulldog, it was called. Mm. And I named him Trigger after the first horse I rode.
That's amazing, man. Yeah, that's awesome. I got a sad story actually. I'm a Denver Bronco fan, right? And we got we got Tim Tebow. I was sold on him, man. And I named my dog Tebow. And then Tim Tebow ended up being horrible, you know. unfortunately the dog passed away, but it was an amazing dog, but Tebow was only with us for like a year or two, you know, so I was like, man, not the dog but the player, you know.
I get it.
I regretted that one. All right, so I know you're on a job site, but I'm going to explain these emails that were sent to you. So you're going to have your welcome email, which is just welcoming you aboard. Okay. You're also going to have your local splash initial invoice. When you pull that invoice up, it's going to have a blue hyperlink that says, please click here. When you click on that, that's going to show you everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. Okay. One thing I always like to touch on, and you're going to see that in your terms of experience, are the timelines. Okay. So within 7 to 10 days of startup, we're going to have your Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and you already have Meta, but we're going to have those other directories created for you. Within 7 to 14 days of sign up, we're going to have your social media ads live. Your Google listing will be live and fully optimized, and your custom website design will be up and running. So that's 7 to 14 days. Okay.
Can I, I got a question. Am I going to have to pay any additional fees for ads you're running on any of these websites? Because, all right, cool, because I was going to say not happening.
Yeah, zero additional fees. You're not paying, like, additional per-click fees, leads, nothing like that, you know.
So the only thing I'm going to be paying for, which I know, as you said, is going to be in the email, is $20 additional for, I believe, was the phone number you said?
No, the phone number is included, no additional charge. That's going to be for the Google Workspace, if you want that, which is a business email.
Okay, yes, I do.
Okay. Let me actually give me one quick second here.
You guys can't throw that in?
Yeah, I'm gonna message. I know they don't throw it in, but I'm gonna message Caesar, which is the head of the tech side, just to. You know what? I'm just gonna have the tech department go over it with you because they're the ones that actually like create it and manage it and like get you the access to it. So rather than me adding it now, I'm just gonna have them go over it in the client interview. But I know it's about another like $20 or so. You know.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, terms of experience. You're gonna want to check those out when you get a chance. Okay. And then the other email, and this is the most important one, okay? When you sign up with us, I know you get a bunch of emails, but the most important one, you're going to see action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. These are not like pictures we do on your website or your Google listing. This is for what's called an advanced verification through Google to get you priority placement, okay? So when you pull that one up, it's going to ask for tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business license insurance, business card. Anything you have on there, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it, right? And what we do is we submit that directly to Google for the advanced verification. Does that make
sense?
Advanced.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Okay. All right. And let me tell you this, dude. If you forget all this when you get off the phone with me, Matt, just call me when you're in front of it. And I can I can walk you through it all too, okay?
Cool, if needed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, any questions for me in the meantime?
No, actually, you pretty much answered all my questions. I wrote down as much as I can write down. I got my iPad. I'm looking at my notes right now. I think I'm good.
Good.
I think I'm
good. And if you have questions, which I'm sure you will along the way, just don't hesitate to call me. I'm here for you, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, so congratulations again. You're going to absolutely love this. And look out for that call tomorrow. I got you scheduled between 11 and 12 o'clock. That's going to come from our 877 number, okay?
All right, Daniel, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Matt. Congratulations, brother. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right, bye.